Olivia knows what they're doing is stupid. If seen, they will be sent home, possibly to a tribunal. Never mind that to touch him could be life-threatening. But who will see them? The beach is deserted, and so dark she can just see a few feet into the inky sea. The only sound is the swooshing drag of the waves. She is acutely aware of the tiny gap between their elbows as they walk down to the surf. She wants to say, "We shouldn't do this," except they haven't done anything. They still haven't broken the no-touch rule. The evening had begun in the beach bar, with bottled beers and then heady rum and cokes. They had sat under its corrugated iron roof for hours, a sputtering hurricane lamp between them, as the sky flared bronze. They'd talked about going home for Christmas in 5 weeks, and how they both wanted to come back to Liberia. She told him about Abu, the little boy she had treated and then sobbed for on this beach the day he died. And then they'd talked about where they'd grown up and gone to medical school and their families. His home in Ireland sounded so unlike hers. He was the first to go to university and to travel. She tried to explain how medicine represented a rebellion of sorts to her parents, and his eyes widened, as they had when she confessed to volunteering at Christmas to avoid her family. She had noticed his eyes when they first met at the treatment centre. They were all you could see, after all, behind the visor. They were grey-green, like the sea in Norfolk. With such dark lashes, he might have been wearing makeup. She kept looking at his hands as he picked the label on his beer. Like hers, they were rough from being dunked in chlorine. She wanted to take one and turn it over in her palm. By the time the bar closed, the stars were out, spilt sugar across the sky. The night air was weightless against her bare arms.
"Will we walk?"
said Sean, standing up. Usually she stood eye to eye with men, but he was a head taller than her. And then there was a second, lit by the hurricane lamp, when they looked straight at each other and something swooped in her insides. Now, ankle deep in the surf, their sides are nearly touching. Phosphorescence glimmers in the foam. She loses her footing as a wave breaks over their calves and he turns so that she half falls into him. His hands reach to steady her and then circle around her waist. She turns in his arms to face him, feeling his palms on the small of her back. The inches between his mouth and hers ache to be crossed, and as he lowers his head and she feels his lips graze hers, she knows this is the stupidest thing she has ever done.